King. Oh, let's go. He always sings raggedy music to his cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse, pretty good horse, and his syncopated gait. And then there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear this fella's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy. Talk about your cowboys, ragtime cowboy Joe. Ring it up. When they hear the fellas gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy. Talk about your cowboys, ragtime cowboy Joe. All together, King. Rick-a-dick-a-ta, rick-a-dick-a-ta-da-da-da-da, rick-a-dick-a-ta-da-da, rick-a-dick-a-ta-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
From the big KOS Weather Bureau in Washington, D.C., James C. Petrillo, President, here is the present temperature for our town and vicinity. For our town, 119 degrees. For vicinity, 27. And now, listen to this.
I don't know what to do about my clear skin.
Don't feel bad, King Teen. Be one of the crowd. Buy Pimbalon. Adds blotches and blemishes to the clearest of skins. Pimbalon comes complete with tiny applicator and 30-day supply of red paint. If clear skin persists, see your dermatologist. Back to Rollville now on a KOS Radio predicted hit.
KOS Radio, channel 6, 4, 12, 2 thirds and a fourth. Picks the hits for all you kids out there.
And today it's Little Davy Falcon and his nuclear recording of Oh, Emily. Falcon and Emily. And speaking of nuclear, here's this week's Speedy Clip Quip. Definition of a bachelor, a man who isn't married. In the big KOS newsroom, this news is happening now.
Washington, informed sources on credit with swords, one pillow, with China, boy, and weed, boy, clouds, drop the bomb. Herschel, Pennsylvania, boys at Chalk Corporation, Western Adorp, strike about a higher wages, better working travels, and the right to lick all pans. On the local front, police chief Chris Ryan of Crabble, the man of Mickey Cone, don't break the devil out, and Frank Costello's mother. A KOS engineer has just been shot to death here in the big chaos newsroom. The news when it happens, from where it happens, even if we have to make it happen, even if there isn't any on KOS.
Don't get the blues, get all the news. We mean all the yous, guys out there in Radio Land. On KOS and KOS AM.
All right, King, let's go in Radio Land. All together. He always sings raggedy music to his cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle of a horse. Pretty good horse, and a syncopated gait is in the roar of his repeat. Run and out of that help they run when they hear this fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy. Talk about your cowboy, ragtime cowboy, go. All together. Raggedy music to the cattle as he swings. You know the words, saddle and horse. Ready, come on, come on, get in, come on, all of you together. When they hear the fool's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy. Talk about your cowboys, ragtime cowboy Joe. Oh.
Number one city is rated by the number one rating service, Numbers Incorporated, owned and operated by radio station KOS and KOS AM. Right to Rockville now for little Recallsville, USSR. A big hit way back 2 weeks ago. Dickie Shortcap and Oh, Linda.
Oh, Linda.
From the big KOS Weather Bureau in Washington, D.C., James C. Petrillo, President, here is the present temperature for our town and vicinity. For our town, 119 degrees. For vicinity, 27. And now, listen to this.
I don't know what to do about my clear skin.
Don't feel bad, King Teen. Be one of the crowd. Buy Pimbalon. Adds blotches and blemishes to the clearest of skins. Pimbalon comes complete with tiny applicator and 30-day supply of red paint. If clear skin persists, see your dermatologist. Back to Rollville now on a KOS Radio predicted hit.
KOS Radio, channel 6, 4, 12, 2 thirds and a fourth. Picks the hits for all you kids out there.
Davy Falcon and his nuclear recording of Oh, Emily. Falcon and Emily. And speaking of nuclear, here's this week's Speedy Clip Quip. Definition of a bachelor, a man who isn't married. In the big KOS newsroom, this news is happening now.
Washington, inform source on credit with Swartz, one pillow, with China Point, we put crowds up the bomb. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, boys at Chalkland Corporation, west of the Dorp Strike, about a higher wages, better working fellows, and the right to lick all pans. On the local front, police chief Chris Ryan travels to the man of Mickey Cohn, don't break the devil, and Frank Costello's mother. A KOS engineer has just been shot to death here in the big chaos newsroom. The news when it happens, from where it happens, even if we have to make it happen, even if there isn't any on KOS.
Don't get the blues, get all the news. We mean all the news, guys out there in Radio Land. On KOS and KOS AM.
Well, I see by the old clock on the wall, there's a dead fly, and that means we gotta go for half a mole before part two of the Speedy Clip show. So now, let's turn it over for a moment to today's teenage guest disc jockey. It's all yours, fella, and don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky, you're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
The stars and stripes forever, the fields of waving amber grain, from sea to burning sea. Best friends from Radiosville, WORsville, New Yorksville, it's Oh, I can do that game, too. I can play anyone's game as fast as they want to play it. Speaking of shell games, this is WOR AM and FM New York, and we'll be here until midnight. We have with us, among other things, Show Magazine tonight. And about the best thing that I can advise you to do, re-show, is to pick up a copy on your newsstand. Hey, speaking of Show Magazine, it's very hard to find anything in magazines these days that is worth reading. Most magazines are composed 90% today of pictures. Great, big, fat production pictures. And short stories have become, well, merely... actually, captions for the illustrations. Yeah, have you seen any of these lady-type magazines, for one? They'll have a three-page illustration. And then, in great big black letters, Linda turned to look at Joe. Joe said, Linda, turn to page 48. You get over to page 48, and it's about a half a column long, and that's the short story. But... I would like to recommend to you to pick up a copy of Show and read The Tin Drum, which is one piece of a German novel that has rocked Europe. Fascinating novel. It's Show. Pick it up, okay? I'm having nothing to do with... this is no longer involved with Show, but... you know, it takes a long time for people to sit back and realize what happened to them. You know, when something big happens to you, it might take 20 years sometimes before people really can see anything at all, as far as the sense is concerned, about what it was. And it might even take 100 years sometimes, maybe 1,000, maybe 5,000. But we're living today in times that I think are marked by one specific interesting development that has no parallel historically, none whatsoever. And it is that this is the age when we have an unbelievable system of communications. But by system, I mean we've got the technical all the technical problems licked. I don't know how many radio stations are on the dial. There probably are 45 radio stations that you can pick up in New York City right now. And of the 45 stations, probably 42 of them are playing nothing but music all day long. I would say roughly 42 of them. And what is probably even more significant, out of the 42 that are playing music all day long, probably out of the 42, possibly 39 are playing the same records simultaneously. This is very intriguing. What it really means is that there's actually just about 1 1/3 radio stations on the air when it comes to actually giving you anything at all that they're broadcasting. If there are 17,000 men all hollering whoopee, there might as well be one man just standing there hollering whoopee. As far, yeah, it's just this thing. I was wondering what was going on here. There, are we back? Now, you got television stations. We got 7 television stations, and you get 35 versions of Naked City, 22 versions of Ben Casey, at least 115 versions of High Noon. All of them being played simultaneously, you see. Now, what is significant about this to me is the fact that we have all these things by which we can say things, but nothing is being said. Nothing. Even when the news comes on. So the guy comes on with the news, he'll start out, most newscasts will start out with discussing the weather, which you have lived with all day anyway. There's hardly a newscast today, but what doesn't open up? Say it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, now, you know, you've been up and around all day. It's, you know, you've been out in the world, you've looked out of the window, and the newscaster will come on, and he will say, the temperature at 4 p.m. is 38 degrees. The climate looks like it's going to be cloudy. It is raining in Times Square. It is 41 degrees. Well, now, he's not saying anything that everybody knows. They know up to a point. Now, if he was announcing that there's going to be a tornado, or that the tornado is about to hit, or an earthquake is about to occur, maybe that might be different. But it goes on and on and on. It's great melange. Well, when I was a kid, now I hate to use that term, I was witness to a thing, the time that it actually happened. You know, we live in days, you'd be surprised at the number of people who will call up and complain if you say something on the radio that goes against their accepted beliefs, their philosophy, their religion, or whatever it might be. If you use this communication medium to communicate, boy, do people get mad. Wow. They really get teed off. And so, in the end, I think most people have abdicated. They don't communicate at all. They just entertain. So they'll put on Norman Luboff choir records, give you the time, the temperature, and the station break, and that is called communication. Day in and day out, day in and day out. And the equivalent of it, of course, on television is to play any one of 4,000 varieties of Maverick and Rawhide that you can find, and intersperse that with Priscilla Lane movies and a few film commercials for that little old friendly winemaker, and you got yourself a TV station. You're in business. That's all you need. You'd be surprised at the number of TV stations that don't even have guys on their payroll to talk. Can't do anything. They just put film in the slots, you know, and grind it up. And so we got this thing going. Well, I'm going to tell you a story about amateur radio tonight. Now, there's a part of radio that a large number of you probably don't know anything about. And when it comes to radio, you probably don't even know much about the radio you're listening to, how it works. You probably don't even know how radio... I'll tell you, I'm continually surprised. People will call up WOR and complain about a program that's on WMGM. It's on the radio. The guy says, well, now look, sir, you're talking to WR. Says, oh, what do you mean WR? It's on my radio. It's on my radio. Is it a radio station? The guy says, yes, sir. Well, I don't know what that guy said. A Barry Gray guy, what did he say there? What did he say? Yes, sir. WMGM, what's up? And so it goes, oh, I'm sorry, that's your problem. You write it up. Go ahead, handle it. So anyway, the thing that's interesting is that most people seem to think that all radio stations are one big thing. You know, it just comes out of their Crosley, that's all, or their Zenith. It's one big thing, and we're all tied up. I'll meet people at a party, and they'll say, the next time you see John Chancellor, hit him in the mouth. I said, John Chancellor, wait a minute. And what about Gabriel? And the next time you see Gabriel Heater, why don't you kick that guy right where he's got it coming, huh? I said, well, look, I don't know. But it's all one big thing because it comes out of one little hole in the speaker there, you see. And so we're all in there, all together. And probably in most people's minds, we're all one guy. Assuming, and we're not even a guy at all. We're the radio. It's not a guy at all. It's a big machine. And, of course, television is this way, too. Well, It goes on and on until probably most people have no idea that radio stations are very separate one from the other. They're in desperate mortal combat, even though you would not believe it since they all broadcast the same programs. It's hard to believe that guys are in competition when they're all playing the same record simultaneously and have the same announcer. Time, well, no, tune's temperature. Time now. And they're all doing the same thing all the time. And yet they like to believe they're in competition. But it's all part of the big game we're playing. It's kind of a myth. Of course, that's true of the car companies. Have you been able to, really, seriously, have you tried to tell the Ford from the Chevy at more than seven paces on a fairly dimly lit afternoon? Pretty tough to do it, I'll tell you. It's very difficult. Yeah, oh, yes, it is. The Plymouth, you get the Ford, Plymouth, and Chevy moving over the horizon, believe me. There is a like as seven camels just quietly moving quietly along that long Sahara Desert silhouette there, and you just can't tell one from the other. Well, that is what is happening. Competition really means selling. If you all have the same thing, it's the guy who hits the guy first, hardest. Now, he doesn't compete in product. He generally competes in sales techniques. Very different thing. And so if I can convince you to buy car A over car B, I can hardly ever convince you on the grounds that it's a different car. Oh, no. I asked 2 out of 17 suckers buy. And if you can prove to them that more guys fall for you than fall for the other guy, that in itself is enough. And he'll go along with that. Well, it wasn't always this way. And yet, we live in I guess it's part of civilization. It's part of society itself. How often have you actually, in a party, when there's a lot of people all standing around, or in a bus, or any place else you go, at the office, really said what you thought, loudly, so they could all hear it? Very few times in your life, especially if what you think is not according to what the grain of all the other people are thinking. You keep your mouth shut most of the time. Well, then, why do you think radio and television stations do the same thing if people do? You see, they're people too. And it's hard to believe, but there is a Jack Parr, Virginia. There is. And he has probably the same trouble with the socks that you do. And so you get this thing going. Well, I'm going to tell you a story. I have to tell this story because it just occurred to me the other night when I was listening. I went across the dial and I heard all this cacophonous stuff coming out in the music playing and the time and the news and the temperature and so on going like a gigantic typhoon of nothing but hot air. And I thought about this thing that happened to me, and I wondered how many people know what amateur radio is. Well, amateur radio is a worldwide fraternity. It's not a fraternity at all, any more than a lot of people standing around to do the same thing as a fraternity. It's not a fraternity, but it's a worldwide group of men and some women who have their own private radio stations. That, in effect, is what it is. Now, they don't broadcast music on these radio stations, and they don't broadcast commercials on these radio stations. They don't give the time. They don't give the news, and they don't give the temperature. Stay around, Kai. I'll tell you a little story that happened to me before the war about amateur radio. It was the time that something was said. You know, Kai, we live our lives. Kai D is out in the next room, an old friend of mine. We live our lives, Kai, and most of us hardly ever really say in society what we really think of things. Now, when we get on a show and often make a show of it, that's another thing. For example, a lot of guys will wind up and throw high hard ones on the Long John show and feel that they're very outspoken guys. But I wonder whether these same guys in a group of people, like, say, standing around with the producers, Kai, Stanley Kramer or something, or wherever you might be earning a living, existing, being part of or the mosaic of society, how often do you really say these things? Really? How often do you really say to the woman in your life what you really think about some real things? You do? I'm curious. Everyone says, oh, yeah, me, I do. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll bet. Well, then conversely, if you do, how often do you think she does? Now, that's an interesting question. You are in no way of knowing. You are not able to judge. You will believe that she does, but you're believing now for somebody else. But so you have an interesting problem. How often does, for example, a playwright really say something on a stage other than just entertain or say what everybody wants him to say? An example. Everybody goes to the play. All of our plays are in favor of love. Most of our plays in the New York theater are love hungry. That love is the universal panacea. It will cure gangrene. It will cure all the world's ills. Well, now I'm curious, what would happen to a playwright who does an anti-love play? Yeah, there'd be trouble, you see. I mean, anti-love. Not anti-people, anti-love as a concept. Wow. Boy, that would really bother Kerr. And so you've got yourself some interesting things going here. Well, one time, I'm this kid, see, and I'm an amateur radio operator. And let me explain what an amateur is. It is, you see, these radio stations that broadcast music, news, and time and temperature day in and day out, hour after hour, are only doing what we all do in our own life, most of us. We broadcast the equivalent of music, news, and temperature to everybody around us. And it's always the same music. Just like one radio station all the way down the line. You can go 27 stations. They're all playing the same records. 27 guys all in a row are saying the same things. They're playing the same music. And so each individual is a radio station. And it's pretty interesting what he broadcasts. It's fascinating to see how often he will avoid controversy. And yet he will expect it of others. He will say, why don't they say something on the radio? And Charlie, of course, has been hiding under the rug in the reception room outside of his boss's office for 28 years, and he's the one that's yelling. Well, this is all part of this great, this interesting thing of communication, which I think none of us really want. You know, all the plays are talking about the lack of communication between individuals. Would you really like to know what your wife thinks of you? Really? You would? I'm curious. That's a quick answer you give. I don't know. Would you really like to know what you think about peace? You would. Would you really like to know what you think about integration? Really? I'm not so sure you even want communication with yourself, Ed. This is all part of communication. And so one time I'm this kid, you see, and amateur radio consists of this. All over the world, there are people who have their own radio stations. And this is amateur radio. They cannot accept commercials. They don't do any commercial work. And they broadcast internationally. Also, they broadcast locally, depending on the bands you're on. Now, you can be heard all over the world when you say something on amateur radio. More so, much further than you can be if you said it on WOR, for example. I can get on my ham station on any given day, conditions being right, and I will be heard in New Zealand and South Africa simultaneously. I will be heard in the Soviet Union. Oh, yes, all over the world. And conversely, I'll hear them. Well, so this is what happened. And by the way, all amateur radio operators, being people, have the same line of you-know-what that everybody else has. The only difference about them is that they have a thing by which they can broadcast it internationally. Blah, 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 blah. They go on and on. Blah, 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 blah. A pair of 811s in the final here. Class AB1. I'm having a little trouble with my cathode modulation, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, when you throw your resmeter, hey, Charlie, you got a field strength. Downward modulation, blah, blah, blah. They talk incessantly about their means of communication, but never communicate. Well, I should not say never, because that's what the subject of my story is tonight. Now, as you are aware, being a citizen of this world, all over the world, everybody is sitting looking at everybody else, waiting for a false move. England is very distrustful of us. You know this. You've been hearing the news. Cuba, all right, we are distrustful of about two-thirds of the world. And so it's like there is an enormous poker game. Everybody's sitting there, and they've all agreed to play by these very precarious rules, Not only is it a peculiar poker game, but deuces are wild, aces are wild, and the dealer can call the game. You see, so everybody's sitting there, and each guy is waiting for his turn to deal. And by George, when he gets it, he calls the game and makes up the rules. And then all the rest of the players sit there with poker faces. All right, we'll go with them. And then they get the deal, and then look out. Throughout history, there have been at least seven major dealers. At one time, Spain dealt for the world. You know, Spain was the Spanish Main, you know. That was a big deal, Cortez and the whole crew. At one time, it was Portugal that was dealing, believe it or not. At one time, it was, you can go all the way back to Iraq. At one time, it was Phoenicia, for crying out loud. Where's Phoenicia today? East Chicago, Indiana's further. And so it goes. You see, each dealer gets his comeuppance. As the time comes, the game changes, and he continues to figure that they're going to play by his old rules. Well, forget it. As each dealer moves in, he calls, deuces are wild. Well, he's got nine deuces in his hand. So he's calling for deuces. Well, it's never been any different in man's history, and never will be any different. I'm sorry. Being what we are and being the nature of the beast, and not the nature of the ideal of the beast, being what the beast is, very different. You can all love your little French poodle, but remember, it's a dog. That's a dog. You can idealize it, but it's a dog. You can idealize man, but remember, he is part of the animal kingdom. Part of the animal kingdom. I repeat. Well, I'm this kid, see, and I got this ham station, and it was a wild afternoon. I'll just never forget it. I was on 20 meters. Any of you hams out there listening, you know exactly what it was. And, Dad, the skip was on. The skip was on, which meant you could whistle into your old carbon microphone, and you would cause somebody's speaker cone to rattle in Murmansk. You could scratch yourself in East Chicago, and believe me, they would be having trouble in New Zealand with blocking. So here you're on the air, and everybody with anything over 10 watts is getting out, boy, like a ton of bricks. It was one of those great days. It's like fishing, and suddenly all the fish have decided that the only thing they want to eat are worms on hooks. That's all. And they want to eat them now, and everybody's sitting there with baited hooks, and they got worms. And everybody's catching everything in sight. An unbelievable day. Well, I get on the air. It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so I fire up, and I whip my receiver across the band, and boy, it's coming in like mad. I'm hearing everything in the world coming in, and beautiful. No QRM, nothing. Everything is clean, coming in fine. There's South Africa, England, GM, that's Scotland. I'm hearing D's. Germany, by the way, that was in Hitler's day. That was just before the war. The D4s are on. I'm calling to CQ. CQ, hello, CQ. D4AZB. D4AZB in Berlin calling CQ. You'd hear them all the time. The Germans on the air. And here's the Germans calling CQ. You'll never guess what was on. And at that same time, the PA0s were on. Holland was on. The F8s were on. France. All the hams are sitting there talking. It is before the war. It's like 9 minutes before the Germans marched into France. It is like 17 minutes before they blew Rotterdam off the face of the earth. And before everything, but everybody's talking. It had not happened, see? And so I'm sitting there, and I'm a kid, I'm tuning across the band, and I hear all these guys talking. Now, generally speaking, hams never say much except about what their equipment is. Well, I'm going across the bend. I call a CQ. Guy comes back to me in Scotland. He's very good here. That sort of thing. And we're talking a little bit back and forth. And he says, "Ben, it's excellent condition this afternoon. It's coming very well, actually, old man." That's fine. By the way, most of the Scotsmen that I have talked to on the air do not sound like Harry Lauder. They don't at all. They sound more English than the English quite often. And so back and forth we're going. Well, I'm talking to a guy was a Belgian. And the Belgian said to me, he said, "Have you heard the ruckus that's going on at the high end of the band?" And I said, "Ruckus? What do you mean?" He said, well, this is an awful, this is a very, very difficult discussion going on at the height of that. It's a difficult discussion going on at the height of the band. I'm talking to a guy in Brussels. He said, yes, you got to tune up there, old chap. Well, I said, all right. So I, and you should have heard it. It apparently started with a guy in South Africa on the air talking to somebody in England. Apparently, these two guys got talking about politics, which is quite rare. And it turns out that the guy in South Africa was a Nazi, and the guy in England was an Englishman, which is a religion in itself. And so the guy in South Africa said some kind of a remark to the guy in England, and suddenly a voice came on, and it is a guy in France, and he says, tell them all, man! And then somebody came in and says, ah, so's your old man, you crummy Frenchman. Comes out on the middle of the Frenchman's signal, and it turns out that it was a gigantic World War II broke out on the amateur bands. It was just guys yelling at each other over the entire face of the globe. Guys in Australia were getting in the act and were hollering at the guys in Germany. The guys in Germany were hollering at the guys in Holland. The guys in Holland were hollering at the guys in France. Why don't you do something about them? Look what you're doing. And the guys in France were saying, yeah, what are you talking about? And the guys in England were saying, this is getting a little out of hand, fellows. The Englishmen, of course, were trying to calm everybody down. And guys in America were continuing to talk about a pair of 811Ds in the final. The temperature here, fellows, about 47 degrees. And you could just hear this thing going higher and higher and higher. And then just like a blanket, everybody realized what he was doing. It was for that one moment, everybody was saying what he really thought of everybody else. Up to this moment, everybody had been friendly on the handbands. There was a dead silence. The whole band cut off for about 20 minutes. And then I heard very tentatively, hello, CQ, 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 hello, CQ, hello, CQ, DX 20 meters. Hello, CQ, this is GM7AD, GM7AD in Aberdeen, Scotland, calling CQ, 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 and the band was back to normal. Nobody even mentioned it. It was like the big fight at Thanksgiving Day in the family. When everybody finally gets mad at Aunt Teresa, Uncle Fred falls down the stairs dead drunk, and they all agree, without agreeing, without saying a word, to never mention it again. Until the first shot rings out, and then we're ready.